Welcome back to Buck's Talk.
Well, the Bucks come up short against the Bulls. We talked about the chemistry between Damian Lillard and Giannis. Still a work in progress, but I can tell you this. The chemistry for all the OGs out there between myself and Greg Hill is not a work in progress. We give you once again the give and go.
One possession each. What is the play?
This is the most important timeout I've ever called.
He decides. These two discuss. It's time to run the give and go on Bucks Talk.
Oh, it's so good to be back. All right, gentlemen, another tough loss against the Bulls, unfortunately, but it is Chicago, right? Sort of a rivalry that is more by proxy rather than actual competition. I wrote that line before this game ended. Milwaukee has played this bizarre kid brother to our neighbors 90 or so miles to the south. However, there's some more similarities than we may think that we have with the city of the Chicago. So for today's give and go, you both will be going against each other. It will be Garcia versus Snide. What is the game? Well, boys, considering it's the home opener, it was against the Bulls. It's time to ride the bull. All right, so what does that mean? I have a few categories. We're only probably going to get to one that highlight the similarities between Milwaukee. The twist is that you will be riding the Radio Bull, and that ain't no bullshit. Okay? According to the PBR, which is the Pro Bull Riding Association, official rules, the max time you have to ride a bull is 8 seconds. So I will mention this category, and you will each have 8 seconds to rattle off as many answers as you can once you hear the bull's sound effect. Are you clear on the rules?
Yeah, we're each going on our own.
Correct. You're each going on your own. Yeah. So, Justin, you're the seasoned vet, so you can go first if you'd like. Now, do you want to hear the category and then you can decide?
Sure.
Here's the category. We're going to see the players in the NBA, both past and present, that have worn both the antlers and the horns for the Bulls. What I'm looking for is NBA players who have played for both the Bulls and the Bucks.
That's tough.
I need... Past or present, you can go. Justin Garcia, as many Bulls and Bucks players that you can mention in 8 seconds after the Bulls sound effect. Here we go.
Marcus Hayslip, Marcus Fizer, Javon Carter, Kurt Thomas.
Oh, man, three. Okay. Some deep cuts in there, too. But all right.
Those were some deep cuts.
I respect it. All right, Snide. 8 seconds from the sound of the bull sound effect. Here we go.
Bobby Portis, Mike Dunleavy Jr., and Tim Thomas.
Okay, but you only got three. Now, should we do a second round? We have time for a second round. Justin Garcia for the second round.
It's still Bulls and Bucks?
It's still Bulls and Bucks. We'll keep the same category. Still Bulls and Bucks. Who has played for both the Bucks and the Bulls? 8 seconds from the start of the Bull sound effect. Here we go.
Michael Carter Williams.
Come on. All right. Okay, so now... I know that was quick. The score right now is 5-3, Justin. Snide, you can either tie it or walk it off here. Bucks and Bulls players, a player who played for the both teams. 8 seconds at the start of the Bulls sound effect. Here we go.
Ooh, Tony Kukoc.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm going to lose this one.
You can hear people yelling at their radios. Can I get a Jabari Parker, anybody?
Yeah.
How about a Kyle Korver?
Oh
my goodness gracious. DJ Augustine. DJ Augustine. Here's a good one that I didn't remember. Greg Anthony. How about that one?
That's a deep one. That's a deep
Luke
hole.
Cornette. Oh, my goodness. Kevin Ollie. I mean, we had so many players. Thank you all. For the one and just maybe a slight return of the give and go. Thank you for riding the bull.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. I miss Tony Kukoc as a lifelong Tony Kukoc stan. I have a Tony Kukoc headband that he actually wore in a game.
Did anyone say pal?
I did not.
Oh, man. God. Torrey Craig.
Well, yeah. Who, oddly enough, didn't see the floor tonight.
Well done.
Torrey Craig, by the way, I conducted the most awkward interview ever with. I think the two most awkward interviews I've ever had were, speaking of Bucks legends from that era, Joe Smith and then Torrey Craig a couple of years ago when we did this digital show for the Bucks. It was me and Melanie Ricks called Courtside Live, and they set us up with player interviews before because the show would be 90 minutes long leading into the Bally Sports Wisconsin pregame. And one of the games, the player interview, was Torrey Craig. And I was just asking him about South Carolina and Chris Middleton being from South Carolina. And do you know anything about him? Was there any rivalry? You guys are somewhat close in age. Everything was one-word answers.
It's the toughest.
One-word answers, and I'm from this part of South Carolina. He's from that one. I know nothing about him. Like,
alrighty.
All right. Anyway, Torrey, it was great having you on the show, and best of luck tonight against the Raptors. An experience I'll never forget.
Kendall Gill. Drew Gooden.
Yeah. Drew Gooden, who, by the way, is a broadcaster for the Washington Wizards now, and every time the Wizards are in town and Drew Gooden comes to town, he still goes to Zafiro's on Farwell and raves about it and tells everyone to go eat at Zafiro's.
Tony Snell.
Oh, yeah. I thought you would have got Bobby Portis. I thought that was the layup.
Yeah, I mean, I was more,
I mean, he still beat me, so.
Yeah, I was more focused on those players from that certain era of, like, the early 2000s.
Patrick Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
I love everyone's. Oh, man, that's my favorite part about this game.
Great game.
Scott Williams, come on.
Huh? Oh, man. Jim Fox. Oh, we can keep going, folks.
Yeah, it's the 8 seconds thing that really threw me.
Welcome to Ride the Bull.
Wow. Well, the return of the give and go. It went about as well as I would have imagined here. When we return, we will take a look around the league, see if our old pal Mike Budenholzer can get his Suns to a 2-0 start, and wrap things up here on Bucks Talk.